Hello and welcome to the Luke Miller Podcast. I'm glad that you're able to join us this week. On today's episode, we're taking a look at Malachi chapter 3 and continuing on in our series on exploring Malachi. We're going to take a look at that infamous passage where God says that he will send a messenger to prepare a way for him. We'll take a look at what that means and dissect this a bit in a passage that is usually focused on for Christmas, yet we're going to tackle it in July. Grab your Bibles, turn to Malachi. It's going to be a great week. Let's get started. As we continue on in our series in Malachi, we focus on chapter 3. And this is a passage that we normally see at Christmas, especially since that infamous part at the very beginning, which says, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare a way for me. And the Lord whom you will seek will suddenly come to his temple, and a messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts." And often we focus on that without focusing on verse 2 and verse 3, which tells us that there's going to be some stuff that we have to endure, and we are going to need refining in our lives. And what I find interesting about this passage is, again, everybody loves Christmas, and often we find ourselves gravitating towards certain nostalgia, certain traditions that we've got at Christmas that we grew up with, that we're so used to and that we love. Yet, as we grow older, the times change and sometimes those traditions fade away. Yet, for some reason, at Christmas, they're brought to the forefront and we start to want to bring them back. For us as a kid, we would have this little tiny set of angels, and there were candles at the bottom. And as the heat would rise, it would spin the angels around and hit little bells, and we'd sing Christmas carols to it and read the Christmas story. Yet in the, I want to say, outside world, what we start to see is that so much about what we see on the Hallmark Channel at Christmas or Christmas movies is that lots of times life doesn't seem to be ideal, and yet there's so much nostalgia that we hold on to. And a study that comes out looking at holidays, and this was a Canadian study, but it's usually, most of these are usually reflective in North American wide, is that in 1988, 20% of Canadians said that Christmas was a religious celebration. And today, in 2020, just 10% say that. What that means is that we see something that people used to hold on to very tightly as being a formative part of what Christmas was about, of celebrating Christ's birth, is now really starting to dwindle away. Now, you may be asking yourselves, why does this have anything to do with Malachi chapter 3 and what we're studying? Well, one, it's a passage that we often find ourselves in at Christmas, but two, it speaks to a lot of the fact that the context in Malachi is not much different than the context that we live in right now. And in Malachi chapter 3, even though the people of God had returned to the promised land and to the temple and it had been rebuilt, and many were distressed at an apparent failure of prophetic promises of being restored to their prosperity in international prominence and wealth that are described in Haggai and in Zechariah, the people of Israel were saying, where has this never arrived? What was promised has not shown itself to us. Instead, Israel was experiencing only continued social and political oppression and economic hardship, which we read in Nehemiah and we read in Malachi. And even worse than that, it had been promised that God would return to Jerusalem and to his temple, which he would again inhabit in his own glorious presence. We see this throughout the book of Zechariah in chapter 1, chapter 2, in chapter 8 and chapter 9. And in fact, in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, it promises that the rebuilt temple will be filled with an even greater measure of the glory than Solomon's. But far from that joy and that glory, the temple of Malachi's day was devoid of any visible manifestation of God, and it would not be so for a long time. For Malachi promised, the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. And if we jump ahead 400 years to the book of Luke, Simeon witnessed at least this partial fulfillment of this prophecy when he encountered in the temple Jesus as a child, for whom had come for the glory of your people Israel, it says in Luke chapter 2, 32. And the New Testament unfolds further fulfillment for only the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ, which would be a greater glory. And we read this in Luke, we read this in John, we read this as in Paul's writings in 2 Corinthians. And so the context of Malachi chapter 3 is one of a people looking for that nostalgia of that the greatness of Solomon's temple. They thought that they had completed everything that they were supposed to. They had built the wall. They had built the temple foundations. And they had built the temple. And they were waiting for this glory to return. And so much about what is talked about in Malachi chapters 1 and 2 focus on the fact that, yes, all of that is there. You have gone and done what you were supposed to do, except the worship that you have done towards God is one that is not honoring. You've only gone through the motions. And for us, I think we can understand what the people in chapter 3 of Malachi are wrestling with God, which is, how come there's no peace? We were promised peace. We were promised prosperity. We were promised something better. And in 2021, for us, there's not that much peace. For many of us, we're looking for a ruler, for a king who will bring peace and stability in the world that's going on right now, in America and in Canada. In whatever country, there's not a lot of peace that's going on. People have become distressed when restricted from seeing friends over the past year and family, and watch their jobs dwindle. We've seen health challenges and disruptions in daily life over the past year. And this passage very much reminds us that an earthly king will not bring peace that we currently desire. We are to anticipate the returning king and anticipate the king and look forward to the heavenly king. And although the outward manifestations of peace may seem absent in our life right now or in culture right now, when Christ, the heavenly king, rules our hearts, we can enjoy peace right now. And there we have our challenge, because Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 calls us to anticipate God's return. In the promise of the coming Christ through a series of predictions, announcements regarding the future, we see verses 1 through 4 that we can see that there is a reassurance that Christ is coming again. We can see that God will be refining us even in moments that seem dark. God is working and actively working on us. And then finally, in verse 4 of chapter 3, we see the result that will come from the returning king. First, we experience the peace of God, which is related to anticipation of the coming king. Reassurance that God is coming again. And sometimes we need that reassurance that God is coming again. And again, Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare a way for me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts." And the beginning of verse 1 is really a call to attention for the people who are listening to this. The word behold literally means behold me. God is saying, here I am about to send my messenger. God's promise to send his messenger calls to attention the name Malachi, which literally means my messenger. And we've talked about this a bit, but he probably lived again in the same time as, or he did live in the same time as Ezra and Nehemiah. And we went through in earlier podcasts on exploring Malachi, we saw how we could use archaeology to really decipher this and go deeper into this. And while Malachi serves as God's spokesperson to communicate with his people, He's always pointing towards another messenger who will prepare the way for God. It was custom in Near Eastern traditions that kings would send messengers before them to remove any obstacles in their way to visit. And so employing this wordplay and this tradition in the name Malachi, the Lord's messenger, the Lord himself announced he was sending one who would prepare the way for himself, that he would prepare the way for me, he says. Immediately from verse 5, this messenger is the prophet Elijah. Yet a further fulfillment, this verse is quoted multiple times in the New Testament, in Matthew chapter 11, in Mark chapter 1, in Luke chapter 7. And they all refer to John the Baptist. So because of this, the New Testament settles the identity of the one called my messenger. He is the forerunner of Christ, John, son of Zechariah and Elizabeth. And the Lord who follows him is Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, we now start to see that there's always something more. Yes, we find ourselves in a place where there was judgment happening. That God would suddenly come to his temple was this expectation that was happening. And skeptics in Malachi 2 had asked, where is the God of judgment? The Lord Yahweh is about to come, the God of judgment whom the skeptics were seeking. And the announcement of Jesus' birth much later and the commencement of his ministry some 30 years after his birth were very unexpected. And so much so that people are still looking for the Messiah in Israel. And Jewish people are still looking for the Messiah and that messenger of the covenant. It was that surprising. So I think for us, as we start to decipher Malachi chapter 3 and what it means for us, is yes, realizing that there is anticipation, but realizing that it is in a bigger picture. On the 4th of July, we discussed the picture of what it looks like for us to be good citizens, realizing that we're citizens of earth and citizens of heaven, and each bring something that we have to do. And so often our expectations are of that as well. Expectations of being citizens of the United States and expectations of being citizens of heaven and being Christ followers. And it's safe to say that many of us are looking for an immediate change. Right now, we need something to change in society. We look for someone to lead us. And what has been wrestled with by so many and often forgotten by so many as well is something that has been touched upon, is that people have always, throughout history, been looking for the next person to lead. And slowly taking their eyes off Christ and looking for someone to lead. We see the people of Israel do this in 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings and Chronicles, of looking for a king to lead them. And when that didn't work out, they were always looking for the next king. And over they wrestled with this. Rather than focusing on God and saying, God, what is your plan in this? Is there something more coming? And what we see in Malachi chapter 3 is something that is, again, more and more this us recognizing that there has to be anticipation that God will fulfill his promise. And God will fulfill his promises to us. And in that time, there will be difficulty. And we can't shy away from that because we move on to verses 2 and 3, where verse 1 talks about we need to anticipate Christ and prepare for his return. Verses 2 and 3 talk about the refinement that we need to go through in order to help prepare us and prepare the world for Christ coming again. It says in verse 2 and 3, but who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, like a fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Verse 2 offers a picture that most prophets will deliver, which is a rhetorical question, something that Israel should have already known. And it says, who can stand when he appears? Who can endure his coming? And yes, there is the prediction of verse one, and yet we see in the expression, who can endure this day of coming? The verb really translated endure could really focus on who can contain. It was meant to be something that was figurative. And if we were really going into the linguistics of this, the participle here that is used in the future tense, who will endure. The prophecy of visitation here in Malachi chapter 3 looks forward to the coming of Christ and his ultimate return at the end of time. The coming of Messiah would bring judgment, and out of that we see that, yes, here is the birth of Christ, but it is even further. We are already having to go through refinement. And in the future, in the coming verses, we'll talk about the day of the Lord. But there's something here about saying, where are we in our culture right now? There's something about saying, where are we as a society? And it's safe to say that Christ followers have been pushed to the edges. They've been pushed to the edge of society and the fringe of society. And what I really love about that, I don't like that Christianity is being pushed off to the side, but what I love is historically, whenever we see this happen, this is when God does his work. This is when the church is really refined and becomes really focused and sees growth and sees God's kingdom grow. It's something, if we go back to first century, we read through in the book of Acts, we can point to it in any culture, whether it's in Iran, whether it's in the Middle East, whether it is in China, where you see Christians being persecuted, that's where you see Christianity thriving and growing at an exponential rate. As we are going through this refinement, and I think maybe the tough part for us is we like the nostalgia that we remember, the golden age of Christianity for us. And we can take that for when it was, whether it was, remember when stores used to be closed on Sundays and there was nothing really on TV and you just went to church and then you spent time as a family. And we remember those days of nostalgia without thinking maybe where we are now. Just maybe it's God putting us in a place to refine us to help build his kingdom, to take evangelism to the next level. And in Malachi chapter 3, we see this, right? Anticipate Christ, but act on the fact that he is returning. Allow ourselves to be refined, allow ourselves to grow, allow ourselves to be challenged in difficult times. Where the world is looking for a king, where the country may seem divided and is divided on so many issues, what is the one thing that can unite us? It's not going to be a political stance. It is not going to be anything like that. It is going to be changing the hearts of the people towards Christ, and that is done individually, heart by heart, as we share the gospel. So preparing the way, and we need to think of this as well as, yes, we read Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, and we say, that's John the Baptist. We read verse 2, we say, that is John the Baptist and Christ's next return. We get to even further into verse 2 and into verse 3, and we see that this is us also functioning as preparing the way for Christ's return. And knowing that his day is coming, that the day itself of his coming will be there. We refer to this throughout the minor prophets. We see this a lot as referred to as the day of the Lord. It's made mention in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, which is another podcast for another day. We see this in Ezekiel, in the book of Joel and Zechariah, but Joel especially, we see the day of the Lord being referred to over and over. And and so much about what we're being done, what's happening right now. And if it feels like we're being persecuted, then understand that God is refining us to make us stronger, to make us be able to react in a way which is God-honoring as we share the gospel. And out of it, we see that that refinement process brings that refine them like gold and silver. And again, for us, there is this challenge that in every part of what we have, every part of where we are, every challenge that we face, God is there and God is doing something in us. It's, again, a passage that we don't often talk about as we find ourselves in Malachi. We often focus on Malachi chapter 3, especially verse 1, looking at John the Baptist and a foreshadow to John the Baptist coming in. And that's absolutely correct. However, what we don't focus on is the fact of the second coming of Christ, which is so much about God's people being restored fully and the challenge of what we do during this time. For us today, we have to be reactionary in a way where we can learn lessons from the people of Israel in Malachi chapter 3, where they were saying, okay, God, just come already. We've done everything that we're supposed to. And we've built the wall. We've built the temple. We've built the foundations. Now arrive already. And yet God is saying, you know what? You need some refinement. It's not just about going through the motions. It's about having that covenant life with me. It's about that relational part of it. It's about bringing a full worship to me. And so we got to be challenged to not sit and be complacent by saying, God, just arrive already. just come back. You know, we're ready for the second coming of Christ. Our challenge is to say, how are we preparers for Christ's second coming? Are we doing our job as a church? Are we doing our job as individuals in our neighborhoods and in our communities as preparers of Christ's second return? And so I think I'll leave us with that. We want to talk about peace and we talk about justice. The Messiah brings peace by establishing justice, and he achieves the righteousness that we need, as we talk about in verse 3, as we prepare the way for him for his second coming. Don't get distracted by earthly peace. Rather, focus on the true peace that will come with the second coming of Christ. We'll end there today. I could go on about this, but we're going to be jumping into chapter 3 and chapter 4 more over the next couple weeks. But hopefully you can see this, that this is more than just a Christmas passage. This is more than just, John the Baptist. It shows that John the Baptist was coming. This passage is a direct challenge to us to not be complacent, to anticipate Christ's return, to act knowing that Christ is returning again, and allow God to refine us and for us to be preparing the way for the Lord, for the day of the Lord. We'll leave it at there. We'll continue this next week as we continue our passage and exploring Malachi. I hope you found this enlightening. And so thank you for joining us. Take care. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you for joining us and Sunrise Digital Ministries, which include Backshed Bible Study, Pastors Live, Sunday Sermons, and the Luke Miller Podcast. If you've listened to this and you've got questions about who God is, who Jesus is, or interested about the ministries of Sunrise, we encourage you to go to www.sunrise.church/welcome and fill out any questions that you may have, and we'd love to get in contact with you. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.